USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally is now a Category 2 storm. The National Hurricane Center says it has winds of 100 miles an hour. The storm, expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning, is about 135 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi. President Trump, on his way back to the White House after visiting California and Arizona on Monday, the president participating in a briefing on California's wildfires.
We have to do a lot about forest management. Obviously, forest management in California is very important. And now it extends to Washington and extends also to Oregon. There has to be good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state.
In Phoenix, President Trump participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have since I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says science should drive the nation's response to climate change.
We have to act as a nation. It shouldn't be so bad that millions of Americans live in the shadow of an orange sky and are left asking, is doomsday here?
Biden, speaking in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, ripped into President Trump for not taking climate change seriously.
It requires the president to meet the threshold duty of the office, to care for everyone.
The former vice president and his wife also early voted on Monday, as they will be campaigning in Florida on Tuesday. A federal court in Pennsylvania is calling coronavirus shutdown orders unconstitutional. The governor closed most businesses and told people to stay home during the early stages of the pandemic. The court calling the actions well-intentioned but said they violated due process and equal protection guarantees. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding the wildfires burning on the West Coast, fires are continuing to burn in Oregon and Washington state as well. Smoke from the massive fires has spread to neighboring states, making the skies hazy in places that aren't even dealing with wildfires, like Phoenix, Arizona. As far as the damage caused by the fires in Oregon, Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown says,
"We burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas. And southern Oregon has been devastated. We've had over 40,000 Oregonians who've had to evacuate, and we have a 500,000 Oregonians who are on some level of evacuation status. So these have been devastating."
The famous annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be virtual this year because of coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying everyone can feel the spirit and joy of that day online and on TV.
"Not a live parade, but something that will really give us that warmth and that great feeling we have on Thanksgiving Days."
The mayor continuing,
"It's really important to keep these traditions continuing, to make sure that that history is unbroken. And we saw that on July 4th. We'll see that on Thanksgiving Day."
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.